Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria up to 20 degrees, Joburg 18, Rustenburg a high of 21.
A collision in Roodepoort on the N1 northbound before the Gordon Road exit causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, the Bulls, Daisies and Boerland Damers move clear of the chasing pack in the Women's Premier Division, and politics plays out on the ice as a hockey match between the US and Canada descends into chaos with three fights breaking out in the first 9 seconds.
We start with the return of the tropical rainfall across large parts of South Africa and the warnings already issued.
It is of great consequence for the public to stay informed by monitoring weather warnings and updates.
These warnings include an orange level 5 for disruptive rain over southern Gauteng and a yellow level 4 of hard rain over northern Gauteng. Residents in Mpumalanga, Limpopo, the northwest and the Free State have also been warned of possible flooding. SA Weather Services forecaster Lekloknolo Tobela says this tropical mass is expected to cause the rain until Thursday. Forecasters expect between 30 and 50 millilitres of rain per day. While motorists driving have been urged to reduce speed and avoid low-lying bridges, commuters using the HART train in Johannesburg should also expect disruptions this morning. The speed train service has been temporarily halted. That's between the Rosebank and Park stations.
The train service between Rosebank and Park stations remains suspended due to an illegal drilling activity on a private property located above the Gautrain tunnel. The drilling activity was not approved in accordance with the requirements of the Gauteng Transport Infrastructure Act. This illegal activity therefore caused the ingress of water and soil into the tunnel, which impacts the ability to operate the system between the two stations.
Spokesperson for the Gautrain Management Agency, Albie Modise, says additional Gautrain buses have now been deployed between Rosebank and Park stations. The rest of the train network is running on schedule. More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. The Student Representative Council at WITS has launched a hunger strike in a bid to force the university's management to address the growing student admissions backlog. The SRC says this is in protest against what they deem as failure by the University of the Witwatersrand to accommodate deserving students during registration. WITS SRC Deputy President Boipelo Setsepo says they are calling for an increase in the institution's hardship bursary beds, which currently stands at just 330 students.
We want all students that are academically eligible to be able to register, regardless of how much they owe.
In news from across our borders, growing fears over the stability in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where M23 fighters, allied with Rwandan troops, have entered the center of another key city in the eastern DRC. Scores of people have fled since the fighters reached outlying districts of Bukavu, capital of South Kivu province. And in Michigan, in the US, a judge has found a new way of punishing shoplifters. He's putting sponges in their hands. The judge says he has about 48 cases of people who steal from the same local Walmart outside Detroit every week, and he wants to make an example of them. The judge is now ordering the shoplifters to return to the Walmart during the summer months to wash cars in the parking lot for free. I'm Gerda de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus. Die uur verskeie weerwaarskuwings is uitgereik van baie swaar reën en oorstromings oor groot dele van die binneland.
Ry versigtig asseblief, is 'n nat maandagoggend. Van vroeg af al baie besig op die paaie. Mense is lus vir werk vandag. Hierdie naweek was te lank geweest. Pret gehad. Lus om te werk. Maar ook ek het werk om te doen.
Yeah.
So let's hit the road even earlier. Gautengers especially, hard working people, long days. Yeah. Be nice to them.
Yeah, they start early. Everyone starts early.
No, truly. I see the gym. Oh, the guilt is real.
Where do you see this?
Just on my route now.
The gym.
That is packed, the parking lot. I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah. Sure.
What is happening here? Is this a nightclub that's still open?
It's not even January.
No, exactly. Yeah.